The 1975 World Series between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Red Sox was a memorable one.
Hey, that was a great series.
That's Pete Rose, and he has good reason to feel that way, because his 10 hits and aggressive base running were crucial to the outcome, as was his cockiness. Only A Game's Gary Wallach has the story.
Back in July, I talked with Pete Rose about his USO tour of Vietnam with Joe DiMaggio. Rose was self-deprecating and humble. Now, those are not the qualities for which Rose, infamous for his lifetime ban from baseball for gambling on Major League games, is best known. But toward the end of our interview, Rose's hubris emerged in all of its unfettered glory. It happened when I told him that the 1975 World Series broke my 12-year-old Red Sox-loving heart.
Let me tell you one story about that series. Okay.
How could I say no to Pete Rose?
We're playing Game 7, and Bill Lee's ahead 3-0.
Kurt Gowdy had the call.
And here we go with Pete Rose at the top of the order in the sixth inning.
Just for a little historical context, the Red Sox hadn't won a World Series since 1918. Anticipation among Red Sox fans that they'd finally win it all at Fenway Park was ridiculously high. And now they were up 3-0 in the top of the sixth with their best starter on the mound.
There's a base hit by Rose in the right field.
Then Lee got Joe Morgan to fly to right.
I'm on first base, there's one out.
Reds catcher Johnny Bench was the next batter up. I hoped Bill Lee could get him to ground into a double play.
There's a bounding ball to short. They've got one. They turn it over. Wild throw by Doyle into the dugout.
Rose slid hard into Red Sox second baseman Denny Doyle.
I knocked Denny Doyle on his butt, and he threw the ball into the dugout. Okay? No double play, because I broke up a double play.
Rose was out, but Bench advanced to second on the throwing error. Red's cleanup hitter, Tony Perez, came to the plate with two out and one on. Lee's first pitch, a fastball, missed outside.
The next pitch, Bill Lee threw an Ephus pitch.
The Ephus pitch was a blooper thrown high into the air to fool the batter into thinking there's no chance the ball could drop in for a strike. That worked for Bill Lee, some of the time.
There's his blooper pitch. There it is. A high drive. He's waiting for that one. That one is gone over everything. Perez timed that blooper pitch and slammed it over the screen out in the Lansdowne Street. And now we have another one-run ball game in this World Series.
And because I broke that double play up, now it's 3-2 and all the momentum's on our side.
Failure to make the double play has been costly to the Red Sox.
You had us down 3-0 in Game 7. But because of a hard slide in the second, the whole momentum of that game turned around, and then we went on to win the game.
And Cincinnati has won the World Championship, beating the Boston Red Sox 4-3.
When I confided to Pete Rose that he and Cincinnati's Big Red Machine had broken my tender young heart in 1975, I was hoping for a little bit of consolation or sympathy, or the kind of mature insight Rose had shown when he shared poignant stories about the GIs he and Joe DiMaggio met in Vietnam hospitals and war zones. But not this time, and certainly not regarding the 1975 World Series, which many, including Pete Rose, consider the greatest of all time.
You know why that was the best ever?
Why?
Because I was MVP in that series.
Thanks, Pete.
That's Only A Game's Gary Wallach.